The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the
green bats tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? This is hour number two of USAPrepares.com. Meet up tonight. Jimmy's Egg. Jimmy's Egg, 4:45 to 8 p.m. tonight. Dr. Shealy's on stage. He'll be discussing survival medicine, how to stay healthy, how to survive the toxins all around us. We'll be talking about diabetes. We'll be talking about neuropathy. And any questions you or your family may have, please bring your friends. It's free. Dinner will be served. You can have breakfast tonight if you'd like. Unlimited refills of soft drinks, coffee and tea. And I think Jimmy's Egg has the best breakfast in Springfield, Missouri. That's just my opinion. And that's tonight, Jimmy's Egg, Battlefield, Springfield, Missouri. John Reagan's with us. John, what's next?
Well, you know, last week we talked about theft of beer in Germany, 10 truckloads worth.
Mm.
Well, this week there was another theft from Romania. And I thought about putting this under the preparedness section, but I've got it as a second item, uncategorized at the top. Call it home theft. This Romanian man went to his vacation home in the country only to find it's not there and there's a field of corn where his house was. And for me, this has a preparedness theme to it, is if you're expecting to bug out, which I think you're lying to yourself if you're trying to do that, you should be living the way that you expect that you're going to have to live. But if you have a place out in the country, you need to keep tabs on it, because if it's there unattended for a large amount of time, in this case, it was at least several months, it may not be there when you get there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I can share a story with you to put an exclamation point on that. Many years ago, we bought a Plan B on top of a mountain in West Virginia. It was about 3 hours away from our farm in Virginia. And this was really difficult to get to. It was a windy mountain road, which was paved in the center of the road. Now, I don't think many people have seen this. You've probably seen gravel roads, and you've probably seen paved roads. But have you ever seen a mountain road where the drop-off, if you slide off the road, you're going down, you're going to die, there's no question about it. But the road is paved one lane, very narrow, in the center of the road. And then the other half of your lane is gravel. So you only have the driver's side front and rear wheel on pavement. The passenger side wheels, front and back, are on gravel. Okay? So when two cars approach each other, it's a problem. And somebody has to stop, and the other guy, you know, slowly goes around. And that's the road up to the mountain. From there, you take a driveway that would take 15 minutes to climb. Four-wheel drive, low range. Takes two people to do it. One person looking out over the drop-off, which is really steep, easily 200 feet straight down, or almost straight down. And the other person driving very, very slowly. So a quarter of a mile driveway, 15 minutes to get up it. It's that dangerous. So on top of this hill, we had a cabin. And we had a wood stove in it, and we had electricity in it, and it was we had a well that was 500 feet deep. Well, we didn't go to visit it every weekend. And we missed a few weekends. There was a broken window. And someone had been in there and helped themselves, and that's exactly what happens. We had food there. We had everything we needed to race out there, a place where nobody would even find it. And it was broken into. So the only thing I could think of was to take a spent 45 cartridge, hang it on a piece of string right in front of the back door, and put a little sign on it that says, "The next one's for you." And you know what? We didn't get broken into anymore. A little strong language, don't you think? But you're absolutely right. You are absolutely right, John Reagan. If you are not there, burglarized, and people are going to go help themselves. It's just the way it is. Back to you.
And I think it wouldn't hurt to put up a trespassers welcome sign. You know, trespassers welcome. Our dogs are hungry.
Yeah, and you know what? There was a there's a post that we have on our website. There was a dog. A cop came to the wrong house, and a dog ran out from the back to his front yard, to his own front yard. The cop shoots the dog in the face. The owner wants to get the dog medical attention. The cop says no, threatens him with arrest because procedure says that they have to take pictures. Can you imagine? Can you imagine that? Let me tell you, these cops shooting animals, it's absolutely out of control. You know, and if a cop shoots one of our animals, that's a member of our family. It will be a bad day for everybody involved if a cop shoots one of our animals. And I suggest that these cops that do these stupid things pay a very high price. One, they need to be fired. Two, they need to pay restitution. And is it possible to pay restitution? No. Because you can't replace that animal. But they're going to need to pay something really, really heavy. And if enough cops pay these heavy, heavy prices, they're going to stop shooting us and our dogs. And I've proposed a bill in Missouri that says all government employees are responsible for their own actions. You tase someone, they die, then you are tried. You go to jail, and you're tried for that crime. You can't just tase people because it's policy. You can't just shoot dogs because it's policy. You can't hide behind radar guns on private property because it's policy. Let's start taking America back right now. Run for office. Run for every office you can think of. And maybe some of us will get in and we'll be able to turn this ship around. Back to you.
Well, let's go ahead and finish up the employment section. The first article there is called Outsourcing the Outsourcing. And this talks about where China goes to outsource its own soaring labor costs. So if we backtrack just a little bit, you know, we used to have these good jobs in America, and we started outsourcing them to Mexico, and those dead slaves got too expensive too. So we outsourced it to India and China. Now China and India are getting too expensive. Mm-hmm. Now China is outsourcing its labor to Ethiopia, and eventually we get to the point where we no longer have cheap slave labor of people to outsource to, and the final stage will be outsourcing to the robots and the artificial intelligence. But it's been an ongoing process over, you know, the last 30 or 40 years, and we're starting to see the end game in this area.
Mm-hmm. No, you're absolutely right. There's no question about it. And we've outsourced so many jobs that we're cleaning each other's houses, flipping each other's burgers.
And there will soon be robots for that.
Yeah, you talked about burger flipping robots probably 6-9 months ago. Okay.
And you don't have to worry about disease. You don't have to worry about them not showing up. You don't have to worry about them striking for $15 minimum wage. They just, you know, go day in, day out.
John, I've been watching a television series. It's on BBC, or it was BBC. It was called, I think it was 2008. And a genetically engineered virus kills about 95% of the world's population. And the survivors start rebuilding in the face of overwhelming odds. And you get to see humanity at its absolute best and worst. And everyone is afraid of everyone, and people are willing to shoot each other for things that they've just stolen. So, for example, let's say you're one of the few survivors, and you find a house, and the house has some canned goods in it. Now, since they're not making any more canned goods, and since the electricity's down, and since there's no radio or television, you can't tell what's going on. So you get out of the city, and you get into this house in the suburbs, and you take it over. Okay, well, I guess that's yours now. And then somebody else goes, hey, you know, I'd like this house too. And then there's, you know, then you fight for it. Or if you find a warehouse that has food, and you go, hey, this is mine. And then you bring someone else in to help you. Now you share it. Okay, but the person who found it first thinks that person is in charge. And then a new group comes in, they go, hey, no, you had it all wrong. We're in charge. And that's what this is all about. This is all about your worst nightmare if the power grid were to go down and people started dying. But this is based on a man-made genetically engineered virus that kills 95% of the world's population. I think it's worth watching. It's called Survivors. Survivors. It's on Netflix. And someone is lending me half of their subscription to Netflix, so I got a chance to watch some of this. I think it's riveting. I think it's homework. I think you should really consider watching it. It shows the kinds of things that John Regan and I are talking about every Monday. He and I will be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
John Reagan's with us. TheFinancialStateOfTheUnion.com. TheFinancialStateOfTheUnion.com. John, what's next?
We're going to slide down to the bigger picture. And first up is what I've got entitled Intended Consequences. And if you remember when Obamacare was passed, they also started pushing the states to beef up their Medicaid. And the pot was sweetened with federal money. I don't remember the time frame. It was for, I believe, at least a couple of years. And after that, the federal money would dry up and all the costs would go to the states. And there were a lot of people complaining about the states that didn't opt in for this because, you know, initially, hey, it's practically free.
Mm-hmm.
And this article talks about what was related by an Oregon Medicaid official that he was worried about how the state could afford this drug for hepatitis C patients. Because to cover every enrollee infected with the disease, he thought the cost might even reach $36,000 per patient. Now, that's what he was concerned about. Well, the price tag for the drug was released last December at $84,000 for a 12-week treatment course, more than double his nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
These drugs, and I believe it's all part of the plan for Big Pharma, is to bankrupt the states and get more control for the federal government.
John, let me ask you, when you've had jobs in your past, you know, you've worked at the Pentagon, you've worked at other locations, have you ever made a mistake where you were off by 100% in numbers?
Not
I never
even
have.
Close.
John, if you knew of someone who made a mistake and they were off by 100%, wouldn't that person in your career, wouldn't that person be a laughingstock? Wouldn't people be talking about what an idiot he was or she was for years by making a mistake? You know, I've got a great idea. Let's do this project. It's going to be a really good project, and it's only going to cost X. And when it's implemented, it's 2X. Does that person ever survive that? I can't imagine that. Not in the private sector. Do you agree with that?
Well, unless, of course, you get a CEO position with a golden parachute, and then you can screw up as you want to.
Right. Right. John, we've got Mike from Maryland. Mike, you're on with John Reagan and me, Vin Finelli. Welcome.
Hey, great show as always. I hope you don't mind me talking about something that's on my mind. You mentioned the movie Survivors. I'm a big fan of dystopic, post-apocalyptic movies. And have you ever seen the movie The Road?
Yes, I have.
Pretty depressing, isn't it?
Absolutely.
And I wonder if it's predictive programming or if maybe sometimes the movie producers are possibly trying to warn us. I really can't decide which is which. I went on IMDb. Are you familiar with IMDb, International Movie Database?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, I put in Survivors, and I don't know if this is the same one you're talking about, but it's set for release at the 10th of October of 2014. So I don't know. This makes a difference.
No. The one I'm talking about, I believe, was released in 2008.
Oh, really? Okay.
2008. Yeah, yeah. It's okay. Available on Netflix. If you liked The Road a little bit, if you liked Jericho a lot, if you liked Jeremiah, almost as much as Jericho, you'll love Survivors.
Okay, now I see a Survivors TV series in 2008.
Yeah, that's it. That's
okay.
It. That's it.
Can I hang on for a second?
Sure,
okay,
hold on.
Thanks.
John Reagan's with us. I'm Vin Finelli. This is a USA Prepares. We're talking about the movie Survivors. John Reagan's got some more information for us. Mike from Maryland's going to hold through the break. I'm Vin Finelli. We'll be right back. Meet up tonight, Jimmy's Egg.
This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click Freeze FreezeDryGuy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's FreezeDryGuy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Tonight, Jimmy's Egg, 4:45 to 8 o'clock. Dr. Norm Shealy is going to be on stage, and he's going to be answering your medical questions. So make sure you bring them, bring friends and family. And the seminars are free. If you'd like to have dinner, they're available for purchase. We don't charge for the meetups. You know, some people say, hey, Vinny, you need to charge, you know, a couple bucks a meetup. No, we don't do that. We don't have an annual dues. There's no dues. There's no charge. If you'd like to have breakfast all day, you may. If you'd like to have dinner with us, you can have the best breakfast all day at Jimmy's Egg. And it's voted the best breakfast in Wichita, Kansas, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, Omaha, Nebraska, and I believe it's the best breakfast in Springfield, Missouri. John Reagan's with us, and Mike from Maryland, you held through the break. Please continue.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, I just this is just a quick synopsis of survivors. An unknown virus pandemic kills more than 90% of the world's population. Those immune must strive to survive and overcome the difficulties of this new world order, hoping that the virus will not mutate. So this something straight out of the Georgia Guidestones. It sounds like predictive programming, but sometimes I think it's good to watch movies like this to maybe get a heads up or get some kind of clue. But another movie is No Blade of Grass. It came out in 1970. It kind of suffers from low budgetitis because the budget on it was real low, but it's still a pretty good movie. Another is ZPG, which stands for Zero Population Growth, which came out in the early 70s. And for the life of me, I can't think of a single futuristic film that's optimistic. You know, there's no unicorns and lollipops. It's all like, you know, really depressing stuff, you know, of a dystopian future.
Mm-hmm. Well,
but so I just thought I'd bring that up, and you know, since you mentioned movies, so put in my two cents worth. Thanks
Mike,
for letting me talk.
Mike, I've got a quick question for you.
Sure.
And when people call me after the broadcast, sometimes before the broadcast, I always ask them the same question. I've never done this on the air, so let me ask it on the air for the first time.
Yeah, sure.
So if any of you decide that you want to call, and my number's on the website for the studio, if you'd like to call, I'll probably ask you the same question. How can we make the broadcast better? Mike, what are your thoughts? How can we make this broadcast better?
Well, you have a good show as it is. You have a lot of good guests, and, you know, you give a lot of good input on preparedness. I can't think of any way offhand. Maybe in the future, if I think of something, I'll call in. Just keep doing what you're doing. And I haven't listened to your show a whole lot, so maybe I can't really give a full critique on it. But it looks like you're on the right track. So I guess I'm going to have to beg out on that one.
Mike, don't feel bad. I'll tell you why I say that. No one has given me an answer that is any different from what you just said. It's never happened. I've only been asking the same question for almost four years now. And so, Mike, I really appreciate your insight. And we've got an expo coming up in April. So if you decide that you'd like to come to Missouri, we've got a really good expo planned. I mean, it's unbelievable in April of 2015. We'd love to meet you and get a chance to meet all of your instructors. So, Mike, thanks so much for being with us.
Okay, thanks. You got a website that has the information on it, don't you?
Yeah, I do. It's called USAPrepares.com. USAPrepares.com.
Okay, well, maybe I'll keep that in mind. Thanks.
Thanks so much for being with us.
Appreciate it.
John Reagan, back to you.
Okay, last hour we talked about the water situation in California.
Yeah, right.
And actually it's the whole western United States.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to get into this because I really want to get to the third and fourth items. But I've got an article, Western Water Crisis, where NASA has found out that the water in the Colorado River Basin is in infinite worse shape than they thought it was. So if you are planning on living west of the Continental Divide, I recommend you read that article and consider your water situation very carefully.
Absolutely. And, John Reagan, let me share this with you before we move on. This is really important. When we were looking for a location to live, that was one of the high priorities. Where is there water? And plenty of water. And Missouri has a lot of bridges and a lot of streams and a lot of creeks, and there's a lot of water here. However, there's less water than there used to be here. Even though we have a lot of water, we have way, way less. We had a creek that ran through the farm, three-quarters of a mile through the farm, from the beginning of the farm all the way right through it. And it hardly runs anymore. 8 years ago, 9 years ago, it ran almost 24/7, 365. So you're right on the money, John. You need to look at where water is, because who lives in a desert, John? Really? Who's and where are the greatest threats? Well, that would be Arizona, New Mexico, Nevada. You know, Las Vegas, there's no reason for Las Vegas to exist, as far as I can tell, other than it's a gambler's paradise, and there's legalized prostitution in Nevada. Other than that, take those out. Why would anybody move to Las Vegas? Help me understand that. There's no water there. There's nothing there. Hardly anything grows there. It makes no sense. John Reagan, we've got Bob from Michigan. Bob? Did we lose Bob? I think we just lost Bob. Okay, we lost Bob. Back to you, John.
These next two items I've called shopping malls, spelled M-A-U-L-S, which is a term I came up for shopping malls between Thanksgiving and Christmas. And for your reading pleasure, and I've got pleasure, you see my air quotes here, and both of these articles came from Steve Quayle's alert section. And I wanted to step back a minute. I don't normally talk about what's posted on this. I know a lot of our class does read Steve Quayle and Rents, and there is a lot of good intel comes through these sites. But if you don't have experience with intel, you don't understand the downside. And I was not an intelligence officer in the Air Force, but once I hit the Pentagon working on the nuclear planning system, I had what would be considered the entry level into the intelligence community. And what I learned about intelligence is that even if the source relates what they believe is true information in an accurate manner, it still may not be a picture of reality. So I want to paint that big caveat, but the sources on these two, the shopping malls comes from Dr. Jim Garrow, and the For Your Reading Pleasure comes from V, who is the financial insider that is frequently on with Doug Hagman. Now, the shopping malls talks about the possibility of being attacks, terrorist attacks, at American shopping malls. Now, whether or not this happens, this was my tip-off to that led me to believe that 9/11 was not a real part of the terrorist attack on the United States. And this goes back to my experience from being assigned to Germany in the mid-80s, from 82 to 85, where they've been dealing with terrorism. So with the 9/11 attack, had we been responding to terrorism, we would have closed the border. And you see the border is now even more wide open than it was back then. Other signs that I learned from Germany is you would not see outdoor trash cans. You would not see outdoor mail receptacles. You would not see fire extinguishers that are not behind a glass that you have to break to get to, because these types of items are where you would hide bombs. The United States is not serious about terrorism and terrorist attacks on our country. I'll let you comment at this point.
Well, there's absolutely no way I can disagree with we're letting illegals in this country at a record rate. We're dumping them in various states. You're absolutely correct. If we were serious about terrorism, it's stop beating us up, stop interrogating us, papers, please, and they would be on the borders. But at the same time, I can't say that I've ever met a terrorist, other than, you know, the government. I've never met one. I've never met a terrorist who wasn't an employee of the government or who wasn't someone who was a politician. Those are the only terrorists I've ever met. As a matter of fact, I've got the business card of one right in front of me. His name is Bill Reibold. He's state representative of Missouri. He's terrorizing the farmers with his amendment called the Right to Farm. So, yeah, those are the only terrorists I've met.
There was an article that I did not post for today. I believe it was based on 2011 information that Americans are more likely to die from brain-eating amoebas than from terrorists. And look at the expense and invasion of privacy and the, you know, utter contempt for Americans that this government has. For what?
Yeah. Yeah, our government is full of perverts and pedophiles and people who are defective. Physically defective in their brains. They are physically defective. They've been born without all of the faculties that the rest of us have. They're not balanced. They're out of balance. They're defective. Synonym would be politician. John Reagan, I'll be right back after these two short commercial announcements.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day,
God, you're take my when you go to the for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Oh, man. Here it goes. I've been using the term defectives. Defectives. To describe politicians. So these defectives exhibit signs of being bullies. They demand your respect. You show me a defective who doesn't demand your respect. To me, respect is earned. I don't respect any defective. I really don't. They have dysfunctional families. Many are sodomites, pedophiles. They don't know right from wrong. They're easily bribed. And for strength, they know that strength comes in numbers. So they call their friends with guns in uniforms to make you do things that you wouldn't ordinarily do. Let me give you an example. Pay your real estate taxes, right? These defectives will call the sheriff and they will sell your house at the courthouse steps if you don't pay your taxes. That's what these defectives do. And they call people who oppose them, they call us cowards. They call us cowards. That shows you how defective they really are. They don't know right from wrong. They'll sell their mother for their own pleasures. So maybe we should start using the word defectives more and more and let people know what we really think of them. When I use the word politician, that's like the lowest thing I can say about someone. If I call someone a politician, I can't think of anything worse to say. But a synonym for that is the word defective. John Reagan, back to you.
Okay, for your reading pleasure is a transcript of a 25-minute podcast that V, the Gorilla Economist, did on his Gorilla Report for July 16th. If you're a reader, you can read from this link. If you're a listener, you can search for that podcast and listen. Obviously, 25 minutes is much more time than we have left. And there's two quick things I want to point out. One, he talks to this four-star general, and his comments are is that this guy went from a major to four-star general in a span of 4 years. Now, for those that know military ranks, you don't go from major to lieutenant colonel in that amount of time. And I think it would have been better phrased from going from being a major general to general in a span of 4 years. That would be going from a two-star to a four-star in 4 years, which is much faster than normal. But in this report, it talks about a scenario of using a plague, basically, to get rid of the population. We have talked about the results of losing more than 90% of people with an EMP attack. The problem with that, if you were just wanting to come over and take over the country and use the resources for gains of your country, if you go the EMP attack route, you're going to have people alive for several weeks, possibly even 2 to 3 months once the supply runs out and people start starving. But if you release this plague that kills roughly the same amount of people and does it in a three-day time span, there's not time for the people to destroy the infrastructure. And I just want to put this into consideration, and it's great timing for those of you being able to go to the meetup tonight to ask Dr. Sheely what you can do for your immune system and what can you do to battle pneumonic plague. Especially if medical facilities are not available. Vince.
I'm going to ask him tonight exactly those questions. And Dr. Sheely meets with us pretty much every quarter, every 3 months at our Monday night meetup. And it's a great time. It's a great time because he answers all the medical questions. There's no question that he won't address. So that's one that, or two that I will ask him tonight, how to make sure your immune system is functioning at its absolute best, and we'll talk about defense from a pneumonic plague. John Reagan, thanks so much for being with us. TheFinancialStateOfTheUnion.com, you can get his book at the website or Amazon. I'm Vin Finelli. Class above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Meet up tonight, 4:45, Jimmy's Eggs, Springfield, Missouri.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring, and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.